Good afternoon. A beautiful day in progress again today across interior New York and New England, with high pressure firmly in control, producing plenty of sunshine and rapidly warming temperatures. Readings will be up near average for this time of year and in the middle to upper 70s across most of the area, with some folks even touching the lower 80s by late day today. With high pressure building off the eastern seaboard tonight, a few clouds will push in after the midnight hour, but still mostly clear skies otherwise, and temperatures dropping back into the mid-50s. For tomorrow, with the high pressure center continuing to slide off to the east, we'll have a return southwesterly wind flow. This will open the door for even milder air to push into the region with slightly increasing humidity. With a mix of sun and clouds, high temperatures will average in the lower 80s. The humidity and warmth will continue to build as we go into the first weekend of summer. As a result, we'll have some billowing clouds on Saturday and Sunday, a couple of which could lead to an isolated shower or thunderstorm, but it'll be mainly dry, and with the increasing humidity, temperatures will push up into the middle 80s. The warmth will continue to build, and so will the humidity into the day on Monday, with highs in the upper 80s to near 90, still with the chance of an isolated thunderstorm. The risk of an afternoon thunderstorm is likely again on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week as temperatures top out in the middle to upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the northern and central plains and upper Mississippi Valley. In this region, very large hail, damaging winds, and a few isolated tornadoes are possible today. Meanwhile, tropical storm warnings are out for the state of Veracruz along the Gulf Coast of Mexico as Tropical Storm Barry continues to make landfall. Barry is located about 30 miles northwest of Veracruz, Mexico, and is moving toward the west near 3 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue through tonight. On the forecast track, the center will continue to cross the coast just northwest of the city of Veracruz during the next couple of hours and move inland over southern Mexico later today and tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts, and these winds are mainly occurring over the water east of the center. Weakening will begin as the center moves inland, and Barry is expected to dissipate over southern Mexico on Friday. Still, though, torrential downpours are possible for the next couple of days in the tropical storm warning area. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Borrejo, Death Valley, and Ocotillo Wells, all in California, to a low of 27 degrees at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 97 set in 1953, and the record low 43 in 1918. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the 40s, some lower 50s in the Champlain Valley. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny, comfortably mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer, still comfortable humidity, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, more humidity in the air, and just an isolated passing shower or thunderstorm, highs in the middle to upper 80s. Partly sunny, humid on Monday and Tuesday, isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, middle to upper 80s, and still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.